you pray with me? Loving and gracious God, we thank you for your words. Words that bring us comfort and hope. Words that lead us and guide us and show us the way. Words that make the rough places a plain. And may we hear them and know them as the truth and have the will to follow them. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Robert Louis Stevenson, the author of those famous books that we've all had to read at different times, Treasure Island, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and many other works, during much of his childhood and youth was in poor health. And one night his nurse found him with his nose pressed against the frosty pane of his bedroom window. "Child, come away from there. You'll catch your death of cold," she fussed. But Robert wouldn't budge. He sat mesmerized as he watched an old lamplighter slowly working his way through the black night, lighting each street lamp along his route. And pointing, Robert exclaimed, "See, look, there's a man poking holes in the darkness." Poking holes in the darkness. And today we're talking about bearing witness to the light of the world. In the gospel reading from John, we heard these words. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. He was not the light. John knew from the moment he was born that he was not the light. We hear in the Gospel of Luke, when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." So you see, John's mother, Elizabeth, knew she was pregnant with John, that Jesus was the Messiah, not her son. And we can imagine that that point was impressed upon John as he was growing up. His mission was to bear light to the light of the world, or bear witness to the light of the world, to let people know that Jesus was the one they were waiting for. Did he have moments of doubt? Of course he had moments of doubt. One such occurrence is recounted in the Gospels when John was in prison. He sent his disciples to Jesus to ask if he was the one, or they should look for another. Because Jesus was doing things a little different than John thought they should be. You know, I've often said that Jesus' job description is outlined in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And when Jesus visits home, his home synagogue, that first time, he reads from the Isaiah scroll, the passage that we just heard in our Isaiah reading today. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim release to the captives, recovery of the sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And then he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." That Isaiah verse Jesus saw as his job description. And it's ours as well. And the way we fulfill that job description is by bearing witness to Jesus by doing those very same things. We've been hearing once again from certain segments of society about this so-called war on Christmas because some people won't say Merry Christmas. And that when we don't say Merry Christmas, we're not keeping Christ in Christmas. But there's a wonderful Facebook page that I have shared in past years that's once again making its rounds, by, and it's written by Steve Maraboli, that says, "Want to keep Christ in Christmas? Feed the hungry. Clothe the naked. Forgive the guilty. Welcome the unwanted. Care for the ill. Love your enemies. And do unto others as you would have them do unto you." We witness to the light of Christ by doing what Christ does. A number of years ago, I came across a wonderful illustration of shining light in the darkness. During the Second World War, German paratroopers invaded the island of Crete. When they landed at Malmö, the islanders met them bearing nothing other than kitchen knives and hayscythes. The consequences of resistance were devastating. The residents of entire villages were lined up and killed. Overlooking the airstrip today is an institute for peace and understanding, founded by a Greek man named Alexander Papaderos. Papaderos was just 6 years old when the war started, and his home village was destroyed, and he was imprisoned in a concentration camp. And when the war ended, he became convinced his people needed to let go of the hatred the war had unleashed. To help the process, he founded the Institute at this place that embodied the horrors and hatreds unleashed by the war. And one day, while taking questions at the end of a lecture, Papaderos was asked, "What's the meaning of life?" There was a nervous laughter among those who were there. It was such a weighty question, but he answered it. He opened his wallet and took out a small round mirror and held it up for everyone to see. During the war, he was just a small boy when he came across a motorcycle wreck. Motorcycle had belonged to German soldiers. And Alexander saw pieces of broken mirrors from the motorcycle lying on the ground. He tried to put them together, but he couldn't. So he took the largest one piece, scratched it against a stone until its edges were smooth and it was round. He used it as a toy, fascinated by the way he could use it to shine light into holes and crevices. He would find a hole under a rock, and he tried to see if he could get that mirror so he could shine light right down into that hole. He kept that mirror with him as he grew up. And over time, it came to symbolize something very important. It became a metaphor what he might do with his life. He said, "I am a fragment of a mirror whose whole design and shape I do not know. Nevertheless, with what I have, I can reflect light into dark places of this world, into the black places of the hearts of people, and change some things in some people. Perhaps others may see and do likewise. This is what I'm about. This is the meaning of my life." Whenever we shine light in darkness, whenever we poke holes in the world's darkness, even if it's just for a little bit, we are witnessing to Jesus. We are creating hope. We're creating peace. And for the people who were in darkness, we're creating joy, as I shared with Cheyenne. The pink candle is the joy candle, as it represents the joy of Mary when she heard the news that she was going to bear the Anointed One of God. "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Mary's joy in the Magnificat is a witness to the good news of the work of God in and through her life. Now, there are many today who I think, rather than be witnesses, act as advisors to God. But we are not supposed to be advisors to God. We are supposed to take God's advice and witness to God. John did not see his role as being an advisor to Jesus. The one time he did try that, he was rebuffed. And that was at the baptism of Jesus. In Matthew, we hear these words. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. Did you come to me? But Jesus answered, let's do it this way for now, for it's proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. So today's question for us, when have we poked holes in the darkness for someone? When have we witnessed to the life of Christ? Celebrate the joy of those remembrances. And look around and see what other darknesses you can shine the light of Christ into. Generally, this time of the year, our eyes are drawn to the light. But when we see those lights, I think we also kind of need to turn and look in other directions and look into the darkness. And thinking, how can I poke a hole into that? Let us look for the light for ourselves. But let us also look for the darkness for others that Christ calls us to minister to. Amen.